Hey, good morning. It's the Playhouse of the Morning. Y94, about 8 minutes away from calling off our next name and prize thieves, which, by the way, the prize today, they did register for one of these smart TVs, so why not, huh? What do you got to lose? Come try for that here in a little while. 820 will call off that name. So Hallmark, Lifetime movies, they're very fantastic. Yes, everybody watches them this time of year, but they follow a pretty standard formula. And what we like to do when we've made a couple real gems already is just bust out our own. And so we'll just kind of continue, pick up the story where each other leave off and make ourselves another Christmas classic. We've made some really good ones, and I think it's just a matter of time before we get a call from Lifetime and Hallmark. They're going to want to license these.
Oh, for sure.
Do you think they would let us act in them?
Well, it's funny you say so, because I actually have a pretty good idea for today's.
Oh.
Today's Lifetime Christmas movie is Amy's Ginger Christmas. It's Thanksgiving, and Amy is sitting alone in her apartment with her cat Ziggy. She can't wait to enjoy some turkey cat food with Ziggy.
What? Ew, why am I eating cat food?
She ordered turkey. He's eating cat food.
Thank you.
As she's sitting there on her couch swiping through Tinder, she thinks to herself, this is great and all, but wouldn't it be nice if I could find somebody before Christmas? Jamie, that's where you start telling some story.
Oh. Somebody to love her and her cat, Ziggy, who, since the beginning, has been an issue with Ziggy's behavioral issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find a man that can look past the negativity that this cat brings into her life, even though she loves him no matter what, with all of his issues. It's been a while.
Can I just put a disclaimer? That's not true, though.
About the love of a good man, a hard-working man. But there is this one man who lives down the hall that she occasionally sees in a lab coat.
The apartment doctor. I know he's also at home alone on Thanksgiving because, well, he's a doctor. And they don't need him in the emergency room. But he's on call. And good thing he's at home. Because as I open up Ziggy's cat food. Ooh! Gouged my finger!
Oh no!
I think I need stitches. I'm bleeding everywhere.
The handsome, charismatic, intelligent, yet rugged doctor runs down in his lab coat when he hears the scream and shrieks and meowing from Ziggy as well. He goes ahead and he gets his ready bag and gives her some stitches. But there's a problem. You see, the Fargo, North Dakota 57th annual gingerbread making competition is just 3 days away. And Amy wins it every single year. See, the movie was called Amy's Ginger Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm working with it here. She's not going to be able to make her award-winning gingerbread house, not with her hand gouged from Ziggy's cat food the way it is. Well, he's got nothing to do that day, so he volunteers. You tell me what to do, and I'll be your hands at the gingerbread competition, he says.
Because in reality, he's really actually quite good with baking. Because, you see, he got fired for being a doctor because he was always making cake pops in his spare time instead of working on his patients. So he thinks that by his sweet ability for baking, he can help Amy win this thing because he sees something in her ginger face. Sees something that only he can see. A little spark that needs to be reignited.
What?
Why is he also a good baker? I thought you were going to say he has like good hands because he's doing surgery.
That would have also made sense. That's a, yeah, would have been a good story.
He's not a doctor. He got fired. He's a baker now.
Good thing he got fired and is a baker because I need him. I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't bake my gingerbread mansion like I do every year. And this year, I was going above and beyond, and I was making a Disney World version.
Cool. Well, the day comes. of the 57th annual Fargo, North Dakota Gingerbread House Baking Competition. And the two are a fine-tuned team. You'd think they've been doing this together for years. What he did is he actually just put his hands, his arms, underneath Amy's armpits. It literally just was her hands. And they made the best gingerbread Disney castle you've ever seen in your life. The other contestants quit the competition. They didn't even want to compete. They just walked out. And it was a by default win because of this. The two embraced and hugged. And he asked, "How's your hand feeling?" And Amy says, "You know what? It actually got better a day or two ago. But I just really wanted to do this with you." And they embraced.
And at that moment, he felt, there's something missing. There's something missing on this Disney gingerbread mansion.
Mm.
A special kind of sprinkle that only Amy's mom, Kathy, can make. And as she appears from out of the corner with those special sprinkles, she said, "Did you do this?" And he said, "Yes, I did." She's come to deliver her sprinkles and save the inn in Fargo that has been going out of business without her sprinkle recipe.
What is it with you and inns?
All Hallmark movies have an end.
So my mom walks in and I said, "Mom, where are you staying?" And she said, "I'm staying at the Old Orchard Inn." And he said, "Isn't that the one that's about to close down?"
"Yes, yes, it is," responds Amy's mom. Well, they decide to do something crazy. As they're gazing at the castle that Amy and the doctor built to win the competition, they realize they want a life together. But George, we'll give him a name now, George, the doctor baker, who was fired from being a doctor, said, "You know what? I have a crazy idea. I got that mad fat stacks of doctor money. You know what we should do? Let's buy the inn. And I will be the baker for the inn." And people came from miles and miles, as far as Langdon, North Dakota, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, even Fergus Falls, to stay at the brand new reinvented Apple Orchard Inn. And every single Christmas, it had the most beautiful display of gingerbread houses that you ever saw. And on a snowy night, as the snow falls, and you can see clear through the windows because they never bought curtains. You see the happy couple. Amy and the former doctor turned baker turned part inn owner, George. And this has been Amy's Ginger Christmas.
Every year we bake a gingerbread house together and he puts his arms under my armpits and he's the hands and I'm the eyes.
My favorite part is him baking with his hands in your armpits. That's my favorite part of the whole movie.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
93.7. Why?